Okay, we have seen that Ruth goes to Boaz's field in the second parak, went out for the third parak, and we've seen that she goes to Boaz. And we said they were related. The exact existence of that relationship is explained by Rashi. Rashi says that Boaz was Elimelech's nephew. Interesting. Parak 3 starts as follows. So Naomi recommends that Ruth go to Boaz's field in her finest clothes, lay by his feet to offer him a right to purchase Elimelech's land because he was the closest family member. Ruth should ask him to be her future husband through some form of yibum. Now, a yibum traditionally is done, of course, with if someone dies without having children, a husband dies without having children, the wife marries the brother-in-law. And this is not classic yibum, but the Ramban in Bereishis, in Parashas Vayetzeh, Parashas Vayeshev, Lamed Zayin Zayin, says that that even though Yibum is only done with a brother-in-law, but the idea behind Yibum, or there's a form of Yibum that creates almost spiritual meaning, even if it's not with a brother-in-law, technically speaking. Either way, during the night, Naomi dispatches Ruth in her finery, in a beautiful clothes to Boaz. There's an interesting difference in terms of how things are phrased, because Ruth was told, dress up in your nice clothes, then go down to the field. Whereas actually, she does it the other way around. She doesn't want to be publicly seen in her nice clothes. She actually gets dressed just before she gets to the field. And that's an extra element of tznius. What happens over here? So Ruth goes to Boaz's field, and he wakes up. Boaz is astonished, as you can imagine, to discover that Ruth is there by his legs. He praises her for wanting to carry out Yibum, but he says there's a closer relative who needs to be offered it first. Boaz agrees to redeem Ruth on condition that closer relative has first refusal. Meanwhile, he gives her ample barley. He promises to take care of the issue. That's really how the third parak ends over here. There is, just in terms of the Mefarshim, just a note, there is a Ramban in Bereishis. It's not Lamed Zayin Zayin, it's Lamed Ches Ches, I apologize. As well as the Abraham, I'll talk about whether this was actually any element of Yibum or not. It sounds a bit funny it being Yibum, because there seems to be an acquisition on the field as well, which doesn't normally happen when it comes to Yibum. Also, probably we need to know that some Mefarshim say, why isn't this Yichud? You know, she's lying in a field next to him, no one around. Why isn't this Yichud? Men and women aren't allowed to seclude with each other unless they're married. So firstly, you should know that single females in terms of Yichud are only Yichud that was instituted later by David HaMelech. Or maybe you could just say the open field wasn't Yichud. There were people who could see and there were people around. That's why, therefore, perhaps it wasn't Yichud. What happened over here in terms of, you know, what actually happened? So Ruth uncovered Boaz's feet, in which to hint the process of chalitza. You know, that is where the shoes are removed. And that is the chalitza over here, or we're going to see, but that's what she was hinting to him. And there are various other deep things that they mention, but let's head on to the fourth parak.